And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Future Blue on, for now at least, the SB Nation Podcast Network. My name is Vaughn Lozon, and joining me today to talk about everything unofficial visit season, especially with this big recruiting weekend coming up, John Simmons, Mason Brew recruiting contributor. John, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm great. Enjoying another snow day over here. So winter's not over yet.
No, it's the gift that keeps on giving. If you really like the winter weather, I personally do not. I am over the snow, over the cold. Now that March Madness is about to start up here, I am full on spring / summer mode. Give me the warmth. Give me all the warmth. Not a whole lot of snow over here, thankfully, and knock on wood, let's keep it that way. So, like I alluded to, we are going to discuss this weekend's visitors for the Michigan Wolverines. They had quite a crew of prospects this past weekend, and this weekend is going to be an even bigger recruiting event, and quite honestly, might be the biggest recruiting event that we see for unofficial visits this spring. And let's just start right at the top with the big hitter, and quite possibly the most important visit of this entire recruiting cycle. We are talking about 2024 five-star quarterback Jaden Davis. And we've been talking about him for quite some time now, and not a whole lot has changed in this recruitment, but this will be the first time that he is on campus and meeting in person with new quarterbacks coach Kirk Campbell, which is a very, very important next step in getting a potential commitment from Mr. Davis. And Steve Wiltfong at 24/7 Sports noted in a recent article that he still likes Michigan overall in this recruitment. And I tend to agree with him. There are some skeptical commenters on MasonBrew.com regarding this recruitment, which is understandable. I completely understand where they're coming from, because it's been widely regarded that he's been a Michigan lean for a while, but he hasn't committed yet. So I get it. But I still view this as Michigan's recruitment to lose. So, John, I'll turn it to you, my friend. Where are you at with this one? How important is this visit this weekend? And what do you think Kirk Campbell, his role has in this recruitment? Specifically, what do you think he has to do to get this one done sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I agree that it's a really important visit. I think anytime he gets to campus, it's a big deal. I agree that it is frustrating that he hasn't committed yet. He's been on campus so many times, but I think this visit is important because it's his first time hooking up with Kirk Campbell after that transition was made. So I think it's reasonable for him to want to get up there and meet Campbell in person. And I think based on how he's been doing on the trail so far, that I don't have any fears that Campbell and Davis will hit it off well. You saw, like, you know, Bryce Underwood's comments and his dad's comments after his visit last weekend were just, like, pretty frank, honestly, about how different the Matt Weiss is versus Kirk Campbell. And so, you know, the story of how Jaden Davis's dad had to kind of tell Weiss how to recruit his son because he wasn't doing it that well before. I don't think Campbell is going to have that issue, and I think he'll be able to make that transition smoothly. So I think that this will, visit will go well. Hopefully they connect on relationship level. I think it's good that Davis's receivers, you know, Jordan Shipp and Channing Goodwin came up last weekend and maybe gave a little intel on how that went to Davis. So I think hopefully after this visit, he moves up his timeline and things, you know, Michigan can get him in the fold and really start building that class. But if not, then yeah, it's starting to get worrisome.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, it's been widely regarded that it seemed like he wanted to shut things down before the calendar year began, and then that didn't happen. And it was, you know, maybe January, maybe February, and it just hasn't happened up to this point. And you mentioned the comments from Bryce Underwood's father with Sam Webb and with Steve Wiltfong, I think, is who he originally talked to. And yeah, it's I think the comment that stuck out to me was, like, it was a night and day difference between him, Kirk Campbell, and Matt Weiss. So it really seems like the quarterback recruiting has definitely increased since Kirk Campbell was officially hired as the quarterback's coach. And I think that Jayden Davis, he should be able to have a positive visit and a positive, at least a individual one-on-one with Kirk Campbell is what it seems to me is probably going to happen. So, and you mentioned Goodwin and Shipp visiting last weekend and hopefully relaying some information as far as Kirk Campbell, how he operates and things along those lines. So it, you just hope that we can inch a little bit closer and hopefully get there after this weekend with a potential commitment, because it would only be a positive enforcement with some of these other players that we're going to discuss. Quite frankly, a lot of top offensive talent coming to Ann Arbor this weekend. And I think if Jayden Davis gets on board, it would definitely have an effect with at least the next few guys that we're going to talk about, all on the offensive side of the ball. Let's start with Jordan Marshall, the four-star running back in the 24 class. He's also visiting Ann Arbor this weekend. He's a top 100 player, number 83 overall, and one of the best at his position this cycle at 5'10 and a half and 193 pounds. Big-time target from Cincinnati, Ohio. Has been to Michigan several times throughout his recruitment. He has a top four list of Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. And he has his visit schedule set up for the spring and for the summer. So he definitely has everything booked down and a possible commitment time frame. And in my opinion, John, it seems very favorable for the Buckeyes, unfortunately. So he's taken two spring visits to Columbus. And then he's gonna be in Michigan this weekend, obviously. So two other spring visits to Ohio State, and then he's gonna be officially visiting Wisconsin the weekend of June 2nd. Officially visiting Michigan the weekend after that, so June 9th, and then Tennessee June 16th, and Ohio State gets the final official visit for him June 23rd, the last full weekend in June that prospects can take official visits. So, John, I've always viewed Michigan as a major factor for Marshall and his recruitment, and I still do. But after seeing his visit schedule, I'm a little worried about Ohio State now. So I wanted to get your thoughts on him taking a couple unofficial visits to Columbus and then saving his last official visit for Ohio State. Now, let me clarify just one thing. I just said that, I'm pretty worried about Ohio State now. And by that, I mean more worried than I was. I mean, Ohio State has always been a factor. They're in the top four that I just mentioned. So in Ohio State, it's the hometown, I guess, quote unquote, hometown school for him, even though Cincinnati isn't like a huge crop for Buckeye prospects by any means. It's never been like Cleveland or any of the other metro area cities around Columbus and Cleveland. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on him setting up these visits in a very pro Ohio State fashion, John.
It's definitely not ideal. I think that Michigan was, I think it's pretty much a Michigan Ohio State battle at this point, even though he has those four official visits set up. And you don't like how the visits line up, as you talked about. He even said that Ohio State asked to get that last visit, and he allowed that, which, isn't that great, because I'm sure Michigan was also pushing for that date. You've seen them already line up a guy or two for that last weekend like they always try to do. So I think that's going to be a big weekend there. But it's still, there's a lot of time left, too, and you know that these visits can change pretty quickly. It's not set in stone. So there is still a lot of time for things to happen and Michigan to keep plugging away. And I don't even want to say make up ground, because I think they're right in it. But it is unfortunate that he has these unofficial visits set up too, even though he is coming to Michigan this weekend, and he's been there several times in the past. So at a certain point, you see these schools enough where I'm not sure how big of a swing you can make besides the official visits in June. So we'll see how, Michigan's class plays out. In the meantime, before we get to that point, they picked up a crystal ball for Taylor Tatum today, which I think is huge. So who knows where they'll stand with these guys in a few months.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring up the crystal ball too. You beat me to the punch there, John, for Taylor Tatum, which that's definitely big news for Mike Hart and the potential running back room for this class. But yeah, I mean, you kind of nailed it in the head there, buddy, as far as the visits, and it's definitely not ideal for Michigan at this point that Ohio State's not only going to get a couple of spring visits, but they're also going to get that final official visit in June, which the spring visits are important because the prospect gets to see spring practices and see how the coaches operate and see how the players interact with each other and with the coaches. And it's a very important visit that he's going to be taking this weekend. And the official visits are more so just bonding with the players and the coaches in general, and just more so just having a good time, I think, and just more so getting the feel for the city, the culture, etc. So it's good that he's going to be able to do both of those things in Ann Arbor, with the one for the spring visit starting this weekend. But this sets up very positively for Ohio State. I don't like where this is kind of going to be heading here with the summer official visit. So I guess we'll see what happens. It's not detrimental that Michigan is squeezed right in the middle as far as the official visits go. If things go well, then, you know, perhaps he has a visit high for a few weeks and just commits to Michigan anyways. But I think Ohio State having that final official visit, that it could be the proverbial nail in the coffin if he extends his recruitment out that far, which I have no reason to believe he won't do that. So let's talk about a couple other offensive players here, both along the offensive line, before we turn it over to a few defensive players here. Blake Frazier and Ben Roebuck, two huge prospects on Sharon Moore's offensive line board in this 24 class, Blake Frazier being a 4-star, Ben Roebuck being a 3-star. Let's talk about Frazier real quick. First, he's from Austin, Texas, a legacy recruit. His dad played along the offensive line for Michigan back in the late 90s. Last visited for a game day this past fall for the Maryland game at the Big House. He's also taken other visits recently to Clemson, Florida, Penn State, and Texas, so he's certainly not afraid to leave home for college football. And as far as Roebuck goes, this dude is massive. He's 6'7", 320 pounds. He plays for St. Edward in Lakewood, Ohio, which is the same school as another pair of targets along the offensive line, the Armstrong brothers. Other than Michigan, other programs in the mix for him are Wisconsin and Michigan State, Penn State, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Kentucky, a few others thrown in the mix there. And this visit for Roebuck specifically is pretty important because it's his second in a row. He made kind of a surprise appearance last week for an unofficial visit, coming back this weekend as well. So could I hear a silent commitment already in the mix? Maybe making that one public very soon. That would be really nice if that's the case. So John, in regards to these two guys, two big time targets along the offensive line, with the obvious one being Blake Frazier, the legacy recruit, and another very obvious top target at the offensive line position, probably a tackle with him being 6'7" with Ben Roebuck. So two major visits coming up this weekend for the Maize and Blue, John.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a good chance of commitment for both of them. Frazier with the legacy connection, he's been up a couple times before. I think he's really interested in Michigan and vice versa, so I could see that one wrapping up. Although, you know, I feel like going into the weekends, we're always a little more optimistic about the number of commits Michigan will get versus what's happened in the past. You know, no public commitments yet coming from this last weekend, so I guess we'll see. But as far as Roebuck, he came up last weekend, like you said. He got a crystal ball from Steve Wiltfong towards Michigan to add to Michigan's lead there, I think. And you like that Luke Hamilton, Michigan's other offensive line commit, who's up, you know, from Ohio as well, will be up on campus once again. You know, he was there last week, and he's coming up Tuesday. He's coming up Saturday. So I just like to see that he's doing whatever it takes to kind of build that class, and will be up when there's another top offensive line target on campus, and Roebuck and Frazier certainly qualify. So I think it'll be good to have a guy that's already committed there, showing them around. And I think there's a good chance Michigan could get a good portion of their offensive line class signed up pretty early.
I really hope so, because you already mentioned Luke Hamilton, who's a big time prospect, 4-star guy. He's kind of like a flexible, versatile offensive lineman, could play either tackle or guard, which is really nice. And to be able to get a pair of really talented offensive linemen like Roebuck and Frazier would be absolutely massive for this class moving forward, because they're going to need a couple more offensive linemen in this class. I imagine they'd want to take upwards of 4, maybe 5, maybe even more, honestly. I mean, they could really go for a few more offensive linemen at the very least in this class, and those two guys would certainly be great additions to the class. And you mentioned that there haven't been any commitments out of last weekend's unofficial visitors, and it kind of surprised me too, because I expected at least maybe one or so to drop, but it just didn't happen. And Aaron Childs, it looks very positive with that. And Michigan hasn't had a commitment in about a month and a half or so now, with Jacob Oden being the last one to commit in very early February. So hopefully they can get a few more players on board, starting with some of these spring visitors. It'd be really nice to see that happen and kind of start to build up the class a little bit more. So yeah, that's it on those guys. Let's take a quick sponsor break, and we'll talk about a few players on the defensive side of the ball. But I got to talk about Manscaped and home field apparel real quick, guys. So Manscaped, you've been hearing us talk about them for quite some time on the podcast now. They are revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. You can shape your signature beard look. It's 20 hair cutting lengths all in one guard, guys, with the Beard Hedger. This thing is crazy. I seriously used this thing last night, and it is phenomenal. It's so easy. It's just one attachment. The rotary wheel is so easy to use. Guys, you cannot pass this up. And it's waterproof, so no more shaving over the sink. You can do it in the shower if that's your cup of tea. So join the 5 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs. Use our promo code MNB20. You'll get 20% off your order at manscaped.com. And I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Home Field Apparel, our other sponsor here on Maize and Brew Podcast. And if you're not familiar with them, they are a premium collegiate apparel brand based out of Indianapolis. They got really comfy, cozy stuff, and it's all officially licensed gear, so they do not screw around with their designs because they study the history, traditions, and legacies of every school. And with all that information, they create those thoughtful designs that tell the unique story of each university. And they've got some brand new Michigan designs you won't find anywhere else. You got t-shirts, hoodies, crew necks, anything that you want to proudly represent the maize and blue wherever you are, you can get it at homefieldapparel.com and use our promo code Michigan15. You'll get 15% off your first order at homefieldapparel.com. All right, John, let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball here. Talk about a couple edge rushers and a linebacker that are going to be visiting Michigan this upcoming weekend. And these two edge rushers, man, I mean, let's talk about some playmakers on the defensive side of the ball in the trenches. We're talking about a 5-star edge rusher, Dylan Stewart, and 4-star edge rusher, Darian Mayo. Two completely different players, but two phenomenal defensive prospects here, John. Stewart, I mean, we've talked about both these guys on the podcast before, but Stewart is a newly minted number one overall player on Three's rankings, and his 24/7 Sports composite ranking now reflects that. He is a 5-star, number 28 overall player in the country on the composite. He's from Washington, D.C., has interest in other schools like Alabama, Ohio State. I know he's very interested in South Carolina as well, and you can throw Penn State, Tennessee, and Colorado into the mix as well. This is a return visit for him, so this is not the first time he's been on campus, but for Darian Mayo, this will be his first time in Ann Arbor, and he is 6'7", 247 pounds, so he is a big, big dude. Plays at Good Counsel in Maryland, which is the same school that Aaron Childs, 4-star linebacker target, plays for. And Mayo has some other really good offers, too. He's got Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame, Texas, Florida, Texas A&M, and several others in there as well. So, John, as far as the edge board goes, this is pretty loaded for Mike Elston in this recruiting cycle. I have a feeling that these two guys could be at or near the top of that board for Michigan in terms of top targets. So it's really good to get both these guys on campus early in the spring. And you just hope that you can parlay that into an official visit later this year. So talk to me about both these guys making an unofficial visit this weekend to Ann Arbor.
I agree. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there about Michigan's goal going into the visit with both of these guys. I think it's just important for them to stay in the hunt here and lock up an official visit down the road for both of these guys, because they have a lot of schools coming after them. And there's, going to be a lot of coaches calling and texting them, trying to get them on campus. So I think it's good that Michigan's been able to get Stewart up before and now getting him up here again. Although I think, he's probably more likely to end up in the South, in the SEC than, I would say Michigan at this point, but you never know. I think Michigan needs to really emphasize the edge position, in this class to kind of reload that room there and get some more quality edge rushers. So, I think they're gonna be working hard on locking these guys up and keeping them, high on their board and hopefully get them back on campus sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you certainly hope so. Two very important targets on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of these guys that are coming in are on offense, but these two are some premier players along the defensive line in this 24 class. And Dylan Stewart, I mean, everybody and their mother are going after him. So it's going to be really challenging to sway him away from the Alabamas of the world. And South Carolina, I know, is picking up a lot of steam for him, which is kind of unusual until you really look at it and see why. And Darian Mayo, this is a prime opportunity to really lay the groundwork in this recruitment and have a positive, long-lasting feeling for him coming out of this visit. And you just hope that if he is really up high on the target list for Mike Elston, hopefully that he can sway him to lock in an official visit for the summer, or I guess however long he takes it, maybe lock in an official visit for sometime this fall for a game day. You never know. So like I said, two highly regarded, very important prospects along the defensive side of the ball. And our last prospect we're going to talk about today, another defensive player who is it's very unlike the other two guys that we just spoke about, John, because he is an emerging target at the linebacker position from a place that you wouldn't really expect a big time target to come out of. And that is the state of Kansas, and specifically Junction City, Kansas. So shout out to Junction City if anybody from there is listening to Future Blue. And we are talking about 2024 three-star linebacker Michael Boganowski. He is probably very unfamiliar to you, so I will give you a quick rundown of who he is. He's 6'2", 195 weight, and he is 494 overall on the composite, three-star player, number 44 at the linebacker position, and the number 2 player overall in the great state of Kansas. And he's got some other pretty decent offers here. Oklahoma has offered him, Tennessee, Washington, Oklahoma State, Nebraska, Kansas State, Iowa State, a few others in there as well. So definitely an emerging target. Like I said, he just got his offer on March 9th and it very quickly set an unofficial visit for Michigan for this weekend. So according to his 24/7 sports profile, this past high school season, he finished with 123 total tackles, 67 of which were solo, and he had 3 tackles for loss, 4 interceptions, a forced fumble. And on the offensive side of the ball, he had 1 passing touchdown and 2 rushing touchdowns as well. So, John, this is quite the development here to offer a prospect on March 9th and have him visit on an unofficial basis just a little over a week later. So Chris Partridge making some really quick work out of this recruitment. Just take me through your thoughts with this one. And if you think Boganowski is a top target at the linebacker position moving forward now.
Yeah, I think it's really good that Michigan could offer him so recently and then get him up on campus. I think that shows One, that they really like him as a player and they're taking him seriously, but two, that Bogdanovsky is very interested as well. And I think, you know, coming out of a small town in Kansas, I'm sure he's very excited about a big school like Michigan. I think they're up there in some of his best offers. You know, he's got, you know, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Tennessee, the Kansas State, but I think Michigan is really far up there in terms of the quality of his offer. So I think one thing the Partridge is really looking for is athleticism at the linebacker position. And I think Bogdanovsky fits that bill. You know, he's a little bit lighter right now than I think a traditional linebacker weight would be, but, you know, someone that can play outside the box, dropping coverage, things like that is something that the Michigan staff is looking for Bogdanovsky to contribute at Michigan. So we'll see where it goes here. I think it's good that Partridge really has the linebacker board evolving and constantly expanding and getting guys on campus and stuff like that. So we'll see where this goes following this initial visit, because things are kind of happening fast right now. But I think in the future, he could definitely turn into a likely member of the class.
Yeah, important thing that you noted there is that Partridge is more so looking for athletic linebackers now. He's kind of reset the board at the linebacker position, and Bogdanovsky is certainly an emerging target, creeping his way up the board, I would imagine. And yeah, I mean, he's a little light. He's 195, but you know, 6'2", 195, he's certainly got some room to grow in terms of putting on some good weight, and I imagine that he would be able to do that with Michigan's strength and conditioning. With Ben Herbert and his staff there, I mean, they're really one of the best in the country when it comes to crafting and sculpting and a young athlete into a future NFL player potentially. So, yeah, and I do like the statistic there with 4 interceptions this past season. And you just, you know, when you see 6'2" in a linebacker and he's got the knack for interceptions, Michael Barrett had a pair of interceptions this past season. So I don't know, maybe he can be the next great pass coverage linebacker for the Wolverines and continue that success that he's had in high school and translate that to the college game. You at the very least hope that happens. So yeah, we will certainly keep an eye on that recruitment moving forward, as well as all of these guys that are going to be visiting Michigan this weekend, because there are a handful of them, as we've recounted all of the major ones that we wanted to hit on here, John, on this edition of Future Blue. And I mean, let's just quick recap. I mean, Jaden Davis, clear number one guy coming in this weekend. Keep your eyes peeled for updates on that one. Jordan Marshall, huge target. Blake Frazier, huge target. Roebuck. I mean, there's so many guys coming in this weekend that you just hope eventually commit to the maize and blue. So it could be a very, very good weekend for Michigan when it's all said and done. So John, I'll throw it back to you one more time for your final thoughts on this upcoming weekend with all these recruits coming into town, all the guys that we've spoke about that are coming into town, and moving forward, just your overall thoughts heading into this big recruiting weekend.
I don't really have anything too prolific left to say. I just think it's going to be another exciting weekend, maybe a little bit smaller group than last weekend, but I think it has some more, you know, top tier guys, a couple 5-stars in Davis and Stewart, and a top 100 guy in Jordan Marshall. So I think it's a little more quality over quantity this weekend. I think it's going to be another exciting one to cover.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes out of this weekend, because there could be some rippling effects that are felt throughout the recruiting class here in this 2024 cycle. So you just, you know, fingers crossed for all these guys. These are all very, very talented players and guys that the Michigan coaching staff want in their class. And, you know, if there are any commits or anything like that, you know, stay tuned to maizeandbrew.com. We'll have all of that covered for you. And, you know, we look forward to covering all of those commitments, potentially commitments and recruitments for you guys. So that's all we got for today. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. Give John a follow at Simmons_John. And follow Mason Brew, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, we're there. And 5-star reviews on all of our podcasts for the Mason Brew Podcast Network would be greatly appreciated as well. For John Simmons, I'm Vaughn Lozon. We will come back next week with another edition of Future Blue.